Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hi there. I'm Rand Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mavi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. As tensions continue to grow on college campuses over the war in Gaza, USC has decided to cancel its main commencement ceremony next month. The decision comes a week after the university canceled a speech by Asna Tabassum, the valedictorian who has publicly supported Palestinian liberation. And earlier this week, nearly 100 people were arrested on campus. The large group of pro-Palestinian protesters demanded the school cut ties with Israel and Israel-related investments. The campus protests are growing in California. Just yesterday, large demonstrations were held at Stanford, UCLA, and UC Santa Barbara. And there are ongoing protests taking place at UC Berkeley and Cal Poly Humboldt. Israel's attacks on Gaza have lasted over 200 days, and the devastation can be seen around the world. As the war continues, families in the U.S. with Palestinian roots are having to watch the destruction from afar. Many are leaning into their traditions. KVPR's Esther Quintanilla visited one family in Fresno County who's trying to find peace during a difficult time.
Hello. On a recent Friday afternoon, Husam Kaylee welcomes me into his family's home. His wife, Najwa, and daughter, Rosie, are standing in the living room. They're wearing hand-embroidered clothes painted in a deep magenta and royal purple. As we make our introductions, rich, warm aromas drift through the air. It's cardamom, cumin, and black pepper. Najwa has just finished preparing dinner.
We use olive oil and vinegar, and even the spices that we use are like more like sweet spices, not like the hot spices that hurt, you know, the stomach sometimes.
She pulls a baking tray out of the oven. It's filled with perfectly roasted chicken topped with sliced almonds over a bed of caramelized onions and a slice of flatbread. It's called musakhan, the national dish of Palestine.
When you eat it, you're going to taste it, you're going to love it.
On the dinner table is a Mediterranean potato salad and malfouf. Those are delicately rolled cabbage leaves stuffed with rice and ground beef. The plates are spread out for everyone to share.
Family style.
Yeah, family style. Mm-hmm.
The meal is eaten just how my Salvadoran family eats our traditional foods.
With the chicken, you can do just...
She uses the bread to pick up the chicken.
Like this, with the onion and the almonds, and eat it like that.
Almost like a tortilla.
Kind of.
No. The Kaylees migrated to the States from the Middle East in 1969. They've lived in Kerman for more than 20 years. They chose this place because the rich agricultural landscape resembles Palestine. Over the dinner table, Najwa tells me their house is built like her grandparents' home in the West Bank. She calls it a mini castle, a piece of her homeland in the Central Valley.
So you have to carry with your culture and your beliefs and your traditions with you.
We head into the living room after the meal. The TV is tuned to Al Jazeera, but the screen is muted. The Kaylees say they've kept it on since the October 7th attacks and haven't been able to look away.
The first few weeks, nobody knew. I was sitting here watching. I cried a lot. Now when I'm looking, I feel that my tears are dried, because no more tears is too much. It's traumatizing.
Husam is a well-known family physician who finds it difficult to see the conditions in Gaza.
It hurts when you see people are getting killed, children, on TV, and you'll see their homes are demolished.
More than 1,200 Israelis were killed on October 7th. Since then, the response has left more than 30,000 Palestinians killed. That's double Kerman's population. While that toll is haunting for the Kaylees, their community is one of two in the valley who officially support a ceasefire in Gaza. Najwa says for her and many Palestinians, the conflict didn't start in October.
This has been going on for 75 years. The proclamation is kind of like pressure just to stop everything because we need peace and our children, they need to live like the other ordinary people around the world.
Houssam says most of their neighbors have shown support for Palestinians, including refugees that have come to Kerman from Gaza.
So some people who have concern, they approach me and they talk to me and we tell them this is what we need. And 99% are with us.
He says it takes dialogue to help people understand what Palestinians are going through emotionally.
But to stop the suffering, you have to stop the war.
The only outcome Houssam and his family want is peace, and for more Palestinian families to share meals around the dinner table, just like they do. For the California Report, I'm Esther Quintanilla in Kerman.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey, that's where you go to Sunshine State, but we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
A controversial California housing law is unconstitutional, according to a Superior Court judge who made the ruling this week. KQED's Aaron Baldessari explains.
Senate Bill 9 lets homeowners in single-family neighborhoods split their lot and build two new homes on each. The ruling applies only to the five Southern California charter cities that were parties to the case, but any appellate ruling would apply statewide. Pam Lee is an attorney who represented the cities.
We knew that the stakes were high, but we also knew that it was an uphill battle because so many of the laws that have been challenged, in particular cases against charter cities, have just not been met with a favorable fate.
The ruling is a blow to state leadership who had championed the law. In a statement, SB 9's author, Senate Pro Tem Emeritus Tony Atkins, called it sadly misguided and vowed to close any loopholes. For the California Report, I'm Aaron Baldessari.
And that's the California Report for Friday, April 26th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, Christopher Beal, Catherine Monahan, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Billy Cruz and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tovin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.